This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Monday, March 11th, 2024. Here's your Market Focus daily closing bell update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. Asian markets mostly fell on Monday, following a retreat on Wall Street after a U.S. jobs report last week showed unemployment at a two-year high, dampening interest rate cut hopes. Tokyo stocks ended sharply on Monday on the back of a stronger yen and a sell-off in semiconductor shares. The benchmark Nikkei 225 index dropped 2.2% to close at 38,820.49. The Bank of Japan is widely expected to scrap the world's last negative interest rate in the coming weeks. Australian shares retreated from record high levels on Monday as investors turned their attention to the central bank's monetary policy meeting next week. The S&P ASX 200 index fell 1.8% to end at 7,704.2, dragged down by mining and banking stocks. Singapore equities were also down on Monday. The Straits Times index fell 0.31% to 3,137.6. Shares of agri-food company Japfa jumped as much as 20.9% on Monday, after a Bloomberg article last Friday reported that the owners of the main board-listed company are considering taking it private. Japfa shares ended the day up 16.3% to 0.25 Singapore dollars.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.